Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm more, like, I know the division is over. I felt that way for a while, but I still hold out hope that the division is more possible than it is that the Mets miss the playoffs. Like, that's where my mindset is at. I'm not even thinking about missing the postseason. Still three games up. Mm-hmm. I think they've got better baseball to play here. 18 games ago, I think they'll figure it out. Where are you at with the Mets in the postseason?
I believe that they'll get in. Okay. But I do believe that they're closer to missing it than winning the division.
Okay, now Hoff is the extreme all the way. What is your issue, you as a big Mets fan that you are?
Well, I had a eureka moment yesterday doing a WFAN Daily. I was sitting there breaking down another bad loss, and then I started looking over the schedule, and I go, they're going to lose. They're going to collapse. It's 8-18 for the division, which they're not catching. They have three games left against the Phillies. The Giants are three games behind them, who are hotter than ever. It's just so typical, by the way. Look at this. The Mets made a trade for their top reliever in Tyler Rogers.
Yeah, no,
gave away Jose Buto, Drew Gilbert, and guess who are doing great? For the Giants, of course, the ex-Mets, along with Joey Lucchese and Wilmer Flores, but that's whatever. That is what it is. How about the schedule in front of them? You have the Phillies right now. You're going to play the...
Yeah, Rangers. The
you
Mets
got the Rangers. Yeah.
They play the Padres. Had the
and,
Padres
guess who they, and guess who they end with? Who always? Yeah. This is reminiscent of 2007.
Marlins.
And 2008. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You think that the Marlins are going to come in to town? Are we even playing
at home?
It's yeah,
there.
Okay. We're going to Marlins. You think that we're going to take all three games? The Mets have to clinch. They're going to clinch 160-162 if they clinch at all.
Put it this way.
They have to do it in Miami.
Put it this way. They're going to have to earn it. Like, I don't think the Mets are going to back their way in with their schedule. But what makes you think
that? But here's the other thing. So you guys just talked about it's not on Mendoza. I don't even want to talk about Stearns right now because we'd go through all the 12 prospects he gave up for four duds for at the trade deadline. Duds. Absolute zeros. But besides that, the fact is, fundamentally, the base pass, they are terrible. The fact that we've had multiple games that we can't figure out how to send a runner home from third. I mean, you
well, that
bring
is
it.
True.
You stole, hold on a second, guys. They've stolen 2,768 billion bases over the past 12 weeks, and we can't send Ronnie Mauricio in the ninth inning to second base. We can't even put an attempt down. No. You're telling me he can't steal a base? That's why he's there, is to get the bag to put himself in scoring position. He can't do that.
Do you know why they didn't send him? Because it would have been out by 10 feet.
Well, he's saying they've stolen
out,
off of everybody.
So,
they stole 37,000 bases in a row without getting caught.
So to sum
you
it up.
You can't steal a base.
Sum it up. You don't think the Mets are going to the playoffs?
No. They're done. Jeez. I'm sorry to break the news to guys. It's a eureka moment. It happened. I can't believe it. It sucks.
I have not looked. Did you look at the other team schedules?
I wish you guys were playing the Giants to end the season.
You
oh,
don't
my
have
God.
To.
A Padres three in a row is good enough. I mean, the Mets could catch the Padres here. Padres coming home. Like,
The Mets could do everything, provided they start playing well. That's the problem. Like,
but look at the
other
teams.
Of course, they can win four in a row, but you got to hit.
Look at the other team. Like, you think the Dodgers are playing well?
No.
Dude, the Dodgers.
No, they're not. I know they're not.
They had a no hitter.
I know.
They two outs
two
in the ninth inning.
I know.
Three nothing. They lose to the Orioles.
But the Dodgers have championship DNA. This right. team doesn't. It's different.
Yeah, and that's the problem is I was excited. Guys, they were about to do something in Mets history they've never done. They were about to go to playoffs. Listen to this. 3 out of 4 years, and I was about to pop champagne for that. Think about 3 in 60-plus years of being a franchise. I was excited that they were going to hit the plateau of 3 out of 4 years making the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They've made the playoffs back-to-back. Three times
dude,
in their
they're
career.
Up three games. They're going to get there relaxed.
No, they're not. I think it's time for people to sniff reality. Nothing has changed over the past decade. And I hate to say this because I don't want to say it, but it's reminiscent of Wilpon-esque.
Oh, come on.
No,
let's not go too far.
It's not financially based. Yes, thank you very much. Long time, first time, long time. It's not financially based. It's just stupidity of moves. And I'm sorry, David Stearns, you're the smartest guy in the room. maybe you should take a notch down and try to be like reality, not like, hey, I have a piece of paper and these guys should technically do what I need them to do.
Did you guys see the stat? I knew it was bad. I hadn't heard the update in a minute, so I heard it last night when Gary said it on the post-game show with Todd. The New York Mets in 2025, this is unfathomably bad, are 0-60.
Yeah, when trailing after eight.
When trailing going into the ninth inning, the only team in Major League Baseball not to get a win in with those circumstances. 0-60.
Yeah, the Orioles were the other team, and they ended up walking off the Dodgers after a no-hitter. Yeah.
So the Giants' schedule, who would you say would be the biggest threat to you?
Giants.
Think? Okay.
Giants, not worried about the Reds.
Giants' schedule. Two more with the Diamondbacks at home.
A scrappy, tough, yep.
Three with the Dodgers at home.
All right, never know.
Three in Arizona.
Scrappy.
Four against the Dodgers in L.A.
Ooh.
Three against the Cardinals at home, and then they close with the Rockies.
Now, so they get a little gift at the end there.
All right, but
I mean,
still,
it could win 5 out of 6, and that could be the difference.
I mean, but still.
Cardinals, Rockies? I wish you guys had that. That'd be easier.
That is not easy. I mean, they played the Dodgers seven
times. No, but if you could just serve court, I mean, the Cardinals are terrible, and the Rockies are worse.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good way to finish.
I get it. It's not like every team is going to be a world beater here, but they're also the Giants. Like, they're not that good. So
are the Mets that good?
I do. I think they are, yeah.
Well, then what's going on if they're so good?
Well, what do you mean so good? Who is good? I just asked you the Dodgers, right? Because everybody compares the Dodgers.
Oh, I don't think there's that many good teams. I'm not making a case for that many.
But that's what we're talking about.
I'll start with that. Philly's better.
And how come the Mets have owned them head-to-head?
But why the Mets ate back?
Well, if Philly's better than the Mets are, why, when they play head-to-head, the Mets have owned them, and you can go back to last year?
I don't have an answer.
You just said Philly's good.
No, I get that, but Philly's going to win 95 games. The Mets are lucky if they win 85. I mean, understand the head-to-head aspect. I'm not trying to dismiss that. I get that. Impressive. Last October, this year, understood. But the Mets are right back.
Okay.
Eight.
So, but again, I don't understand the point. What is your point?
What is my point?
I'm asking you what your point.
The point is that the Mets aren't as good as you think they are. That's the point.
Are they in
There's
the
no
playoffs?
There's no problems with the Mets.
Are they
my
in
the, bad.
Are they
I'm
in
sorry.
The, are they in the playoffs right now?
Yes.
So what's the problem?
But the problem is they got a $340 million payroll and they're falling apart.
They're not falling apart.
What?
That's ridiculous. They've actually
they lost 3 or 4 to the Marlins. Yeah, okay. They lost 2 or 3 to the
and
Nats.
What did they do before
the
that?
Mets
they
aren't falling apart.
They swept the. No, they're not falling apart.
The Mets have stunk for 4 months this season.
That's not true.
It is true.
Right. If they're so
they started well, and since then they've been one of the worst teams in baseball.
You're right. I am right.
It's true.
Right. They suck. Somehow they.
No, but Sal, that's a different. I'm not saying that they suck.
BT, they're in the playoffs.
I understand.
You just said, who's good in the National League? Who's good?
The team in front of them is the Phillies.
And they have beaten them head-to-head, including a playoff matchup last year, more.
They're right
That doesn't count then.
I'm not saying it doesn't count,
that's the one team that you said is better. You want to give me Milwaukee? Is Milwaukee better?
I mean, it's close. I know what the record is, so based on the record,
Okay.
Brewers are better.
I'll give you that.
So that's two.
I'll give you that.
Dodgers are champions. Yeah. I'll say Dodgers, probably three.
Give
I think the Padres might be better. Maybe four.
And I'm not scared of all of them. I'm not saying
you should be afraid of them, but you got to understand what you're looking at. I mean, come on.
I don't think you're looking at anything.
The Mets don't score any runs.
Then it's a miracle how they're three games up on a playoff spot. I don't know how that's possible.
I agree. Yeah.
Well, that's where it's ridiculous. I mean...
Dude, but is it really a miracle? Think about this, Sal. What saved the Mets season this year? We all know the answer. Incredibly appealing young starting pitching.
Okay.
So the fact that they've had a parachute in on the season and save it is problematic.
I don't see it.
Okay.
I mean, the goal is to make the playoffs, is it not?
Yes, it is. Well, no, the goal is to win the World Series.
Okay, well...
That's the goal.
Yeah,
that should be the goal.
To do
that's
that...
That's my goal.
Yeah, to do
that...
That
should be your goal.
To do
I
that,
think it is.
It is.
Okay.
To do that, what has to happen?
We got to make the playoffs.
Oh!
Oh, yeah. See, I get that, but you're nuts. You don't think I get that, but if you don't think the Mets... have a massive amount of problems. I don't know what to tell you.
I
think Menthy's had a bad year. I think the starting pitching's been a train wreck. I think your top four has been maddeningly inconsistent.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows if you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the bullpen's been a mess. I think you stink on the bases, and I think you don't catch the baseball well enough. Now, the good news
for you... And they're still a playoff team. I don't know how they do it.
Today they are.
Yeah.
Today they are.
Right. Okay.
So no fears,
tomorrow
no concerns.
The next day they will
true,
be.
True. Tomorrow they will be, even if they lose tonight. Now, they'll be 9 out, right. But then maybe they'll be 2 up.
Like here's the issue that I have.
Right.
I've seen, so have you, plenty of teams where the Mets have, plenty of years where the Mets have been bad.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of being 3 in a playoff spot, they'd be 3 back of a playoff spot, and we'd be talking about, well, can they make it? I don't know. It doesn't look good. Can they? Like, almost everything for them has gone wrong. Manaea's been useless. Senga's been useless. The trade deadline acquisitions outside Tyler Rogers have been useless. The guys are not hitting consistently. Lindor's been inconsistent. Whatever. You pick a Met, they've been inconsistent outside of Juan Soto. And yet, they're still in the playoffs. So, for me, I'm not sounding the alarm or making like everything's
bad. I don't need you to. Listen, I understand what you're saying. What I'm saying, though, I've moved the goalposts for the Mets. And not to be that guy... who's trying to be that guy. But I moved him because you were almost in the World Series last year, and you have a payroll that's number one in baseball. So I don't think it's any grand accomplishment to sit here and say, we're still a playoff team. You should be!
No, nobody said it's a grand accomplishment, but you said the end goal, and I agree, is to win a World Series. Have the Mets been ruled out of winning a World Series?
They have not been, but I do not think that they're good enough to do it.
Well,
and we'll find out.
You also
see.
Didn't think they were good enough to get to the NLCS last year.
Nobody did.
Okay, but so then it doesn't mean anything.
No, it does when you show some... Mets played better baseball last year. The Mets played a crisper, more consistent brand of baseball. Now, can they turn it on starting tonight with a 3-run bomb in the first inning? Of course, it's baseball. I'm not saying the Mets aren't going to make the playoffs. What I'm saying is it's getting pretty dicey. And they're not playing well. And they haven't played well for a while. That's not a great combo.
So who is playing well exactly? The Brewers 6-4 in their last 10. The Cubs 5-5.
Oh, the Giants are playing great right now.
They're one team. And they're 7-3 in their last 10. The Giants, the big bad almighty Giants, who were sellers at the trade deadline, they're 73-71. You were poking fun of the Mets saying that they're lucky to win 85 games.
I'm not poking fun of them. I'm just pointing out the reality of their season. That's not poking fun.
Right, but then how come the Giants... Okay,
you make it seem like I'm making things up. Everything I said is spot on.
The reality of their season, you're saying, is that they can win 85 games, whatever it may be. The Giants have 73 wins right now. Are they going to win 85 games?
The Mets have 76!
Okay, right? 3 games more. There's 18 games to go.
Dude, you've seen this grit, and I'm not saying that you're destined to it again this year. I actually hope for Met fans you're not. But to sit here and say that, you know, with 18 to go, and the way, and forget about the history with the Marlins and upset, forget about that. Just answer me this. Do the Mets look like they look good right now, on any measurement, starting pitching, hitting, catching the ball, do they look like a team? And I know that it could change, but like right now, you feel good about this group?
Here's why.
The answer is yes? Feel good?
Yeah, I do. Here's why.
All right. I mean, you're digging in.
Do the Mets have a closer?
Yes.
One of the best in the game.
Yes, but the problem is you need...
No,
there is one but, and I'll let you go. Right. The one but is you got to have leads to use the closer.
Understood.
Okay.
Do the Mets have a proven playoff commodity at the top of their order?
They got a couple of players who, when they're on, they're terrific.
A couple. Proven in the postseason.
For sure.
Do the Mets have an ace right now?
They do, and I love the kid. But it's early, and I hope he doesn't hit into a wall.
Understood.
Because if these young kids go the wrong way, and I think McLain is, I don't think he's Seaver like Boomer, but I think McLain is filthy and awesome. But if he gets tired, and, you know, now the other guys, Manaea's a mess. Peterson's stunk for 5 weeks.
You gave me a lot of but ifs.
Senga's in the minors.
You gave me a lot of but ifs. All I was asking is a simple question. Do they have the closer? Yes.
Okay.
Do they have the top of the rotation ace right now?
I gave you yes. I'm not sure
it's
unfair.
Do they have guys at the top of the order that have proven the postseason?
They do.
Those are the reasons why I believe.
Fair enough.
Mean that that's going to happen.
I hear you.
But those are legit reasons to believe.
They are. But what I would volley, I know we got a break, but what I would volley back, I would say this. I'd say, yes, the three questions, and there's probably one or two other ones to be fair to the Mets that you can ask me that if I'm being fair, which I always am,
right.
I would say yes to. But then I would also say, well, with all those yeses, why the hell do they look this bad?
And what I would say is it's unacceptable that they've been inconsistent. They know it. They've acknowledged it. But look around at everybody else. The big bad Dodgers, 3-7 in their last 10. Coughlin leads away. The Padres, a team that's in front of the Mets by 3 games, 4-6 in their last 10. And they've won 3 in a row.
Phillies won 7 of 10.
Yeah, okay. And the Mets have owned them. The Mets just swept them a week ago. They got 3 more games to play. Like, they lost 1-0 last night. That's all that I'm saying. Look, it could go. Maybe they can miss the playoffs. Or maybe they will. I don't believe that they will. I'm not sounding the alarms just yet.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.